Call to order. Newcastle County Council meeting October 5th, 2016. Please stand for a moment of silence in honor and memory of our fallen Wilmington firefighters, Mr. Fickles and Mr. Leach, keeping their family and members in prayer.
Thank you. Please join me in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Collins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes, here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Taggart?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. Woods? Mr. President, the roll call reveals 12 present, one absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We have approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes meeting September 27, 16?
Motion to approve is distributed.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Minutes are hereby approved. Any announcements tonight from council members? Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Ordinance 16-105 will not be introduced tonight.
Thank you. Any other council announcements? Seeing none. We'll now move to introduction of ordinances 16-098 through 16-106. Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 16-098, amend the pay plan and raise the pay for unclassified employees of county council. Ordinance 16-099, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees and the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service 40-hour work week employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, affiliate local 1607. Ordinance 16-100, amend the grants budget appropriate federal funding of $185,279 to the JAG Justice Assistance Grant, 2016 Gun Violence Reduction Strategies Grant from the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 16-101, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service row office employees and the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service row office employees. Ordinance 16-102, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified police executive staff. Ordinance 16-103, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union classified service employees and the pay plan and rates of pay for non-union unclassified service employees of the executive office. Ordinance 16-104, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Employees Council 81, AFSCME, AFL-CIO, affiliate local 1607, adopt the class specification for the position of civil engineer 3. Ordinance 16-106, to amend Newcastle County Code, Chapter 2, Administration, Article 2, County Council, regarding County Council contract approval.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have reports from committees. Finance Committee, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today we had a short agenda, but we had a robust discussion and a lot of discussion and presentation on our county investments by the new investment manager. In terms of resolutions, we had one resolution that would give the five furlough days to our council employees to bring them in line with the collective bargaining agreement with that was agreed upon by Local 1607, where we mirror those agreements with the benefits to our county council employees. The presentation by the new investment managers, associated the Princeton group, reviewed extensively all of the funds of the county, including new investment policy. We're waiting on contracts to be signed to actually bring on the new investment managers that will handle the county investments. A lot of great questions were asked, and I think a lot of information was thoroughly vetted. Under council grants, we had two grants that were approved, and then we nothing under expense and revenue roundtable, nothing under other, and we adjourned the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier. Land use.
Thank you, Mr. President. We had a very robust discussion upstairs under the leadership of Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank you, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
One day we'll get this straight. Thank you. At the Land Use Committee meeting today, the only discussion we had was the plan of Stonebrook, which will be voted on tonight.
Thank you. And Councilmember Woods has joined us for the record. Public safety, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. We had a
discussion on various grant funding ordinances, and as well as an update on animal control.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Ms. Street, would you like to add anything?
No, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Executive Committee, we met briefly, had a discussion regarding class specification for a tree trimmer position. Mr. Pro Tem, you have anything to add?
No, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to the consent calendar, any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If the item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are made on the agendas as such. They're available in the back of this room as well as online. Is anyone from council or the public wish to have an item removed at this time? See you now. Is there a motion to approve the calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Resolution 16160, congratulating the Office of Finance for earning a certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting from Newcastle County's comprehensive annual financial report for 35 consecutive years. Resolution 16161, honoring the life of D. Corbett Collins and expressing condolences to his family and friends. Resolution 16162, honoring the life of Cameron Carter Sweetman and expressing condolences to his family and friends.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President of Roper Bill 13? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The calendar has been passed. Your presentation is tonight from Council. So now we move on to Resolution 16-163. Mr. Weiner. Mr. Weiner.
Yes, I ask that resolution. Amendment packet. Here it is, 16-163, be introduced by title only, read before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 16163, plan of Stone Brook, Christiana Hunter, east side of Tennant, pipe 1,875 feet south of Kirk Road. Major subdivision plan proposal to create seven lots by subdividing two existing parcels into seven lots in order to construct six single-family detached dwelling units while maintaining existing historic single-family dwelling on lot number one.
Mr. Weiner?
Thank you, Mr. President. This was well vetted upstairs and by Kenneth Pike Association. It has community support, and I don't believe a presentation is necessary.
Council, have any comments or questions? Public comment. See you then, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President of Roper Bill 13? Yes.
All 16-163 is approved. All 16-164. I move that this resolution 16-164 be read by title only, placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-164, reinstating and approving the class specification for tree trimmer
help. Reply to Madam Clerk. Any comments or questions? Public comment. See you now, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President of Roll Call Reels 13? Yes.
R 16-164 is approved. R 16-165, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Like Resolution 16-165, read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 16165, provide furlough days to the unclassified employees of Newcastle County Council pursuant to the terms and conditions of the furlough days, negotiating the collective bargaining agreement with Local 1607 Delaware Public Employees Council 81, AFSCME, County, and Municipal Employees, AFL-CIO, and other unions.
Councilman.
Thank you. Per title.
Council, any comments or questions? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bill 13? Yes.
R R16-165 is approved. R16-166. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move or request Council's permission to have both R16-166 and R16-167 be read and voted upon at the same time.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Okay. Mr. President, I move that Resolution 16-166, Resolution 16-167 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16166, honoring the life and service of the following Wilmington senior firefighter, Jerry W. Hicks, Jr. Resolution 16167, honoring the life and service of fallen Wilmington firefighter, Lieutenant Christopher M.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you stated earlier, and it's been said many times over this past week or so, that for all of us to keep both of these firefighters' families in our prayers, both Jerry W. Fix, who was actually promoted after the fact to Lieutenant Jerry W. Fix, Jr., and Lieutenant Christopher M. Leach was promoted to Captain Christopher M. Leach, gave their lives in the line of duty and the ultimate sacrifice in serving others. At the memorial service the other day, and Councilman Cartier can attest to it, that Vice President Biden, Senator Coons, Congressman Carney gave absolutely excellent words of comfort and very appropriate. And I think that something that should be known and should be brought before this council this evening is that while we've lost two brave firefighters,
take your time, Colonel. Mm-hmm. Take your time.
Over this past week, the Firefighters Union of the City of Wilmington, both brothers and sisters of the Firefighters Union, as well as the volunteer firefighters, but especially the union, did it right. They came together and organized all the funeral arrangements, the memorial service, they did it with class, they did it with honor. And I'm sure that both Jerry and Christopher would be very proud to know the gathering, to honor and remember them, and let us never forget them. But to our brothers and sisters of Wilmington Firefighters Union, job well done.
Mr. Cartier, thank you, Mr. Bell, for that tribute.
I'd like to be added as co-sponsor of both these resolutions, please.
I believe all of council.
All of council.
All of council.
On record. Let the record state that all of council. We're on here. Any other comments from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Reed?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 15. Yes.
R16-166 and R16-167 are approved. Item J, Resolution 16-168, Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to have Resolution Number 16-168 read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 16-168, honoring the town of Minkledale on its 100th anniversary.
Mr. Street.
By title, Mr. President.
Council comments, questions. Public comment. See seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiel?
Yes.
Mr. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Passer?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
President Earl Carter-Wilson? Yes.
R16-168 is approved. R16-169, Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Thank you. I move that Resolution 16-169 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-169, honoring the life of Gary Lewis Ingram.
Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Thank you. Gary was the son of former Governor Ruth Ann Minner, and I just thought it appropriate that this council send condolences.
Outstanding. Would the entire council like to sponsor that?
Yes.
Yes.
All in favor, say yes, please.
Yes. Yes, please.
Thank you. Any other comments? Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, I knew Mr. Ingram for quite a while. Had some interactions with him along the way, and he was a very big man. But the heart he had inside was bigger than the man on the outside. So I just want to say he'll be sorely missed. And I guess my biggest memory was driving 10 stakes and hitting him in the leg with a sledgehammer. But he took it well.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Public comment? Certainly, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiel?
Yes.
Mr. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr.
Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
R16-169 is approved. R16-170, Ms. Kirkpatrick.
Yes, I move that Resolution 16-170 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 16-170, celebrating the 80th anniversaries of the Hocus Fire Company and Lady Luxembourg.
Ms. Kirkpatrick.
For title.
Council. Public comment. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Cardiel?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Shelby?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
R16-170 is approved. Anything on item K? Any public comment?
Mr. President?
Yes.
I got a pink tie for sale if anybody's interested, and it's very cheap.
Outstanding. Look nice on you. Mr. Smiley.
I just wanted to acknowledge that council voted and we acknowledged it was cheap. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So have a good night.
Yeah.
Take it
back.
I heard you.
Of course, he's got a few miles.
I heard you. I'm correct. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, that's a true story. I mean, yeah, no.
I'm going to tell you. It's, and it'll change like